I have with me this morning a man of many talents. It's Kyron Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Rodney. How are you going?
Not too bad. You may know him from Sunshine FM, but he's also the CIMAID representative in Western Australia. We're going to talk about what CIMAID actually is and find out a little bit more about what you're involved in. So, firstly, what is CIMAID?
CIMAID is the aid and development arm of SIM, which is Serving in Mission, the mission agency. And we talk about purely because of the tax office has specific tax restrictions and some projects are tax deductible. CIMAID hosts those projects. So it's to do with development, to do with aid, emergency relief and other bits and pieces that we work on which are tax deductible in relation to the tax office.
Now, I want to talk about a specific project that CIMAID is involved in. Let's do that in a moment. But let's look at the broader picture. And that is of human trafficking. We hear about this, but the problem seems so large that it seems there's not really a lot that we can do. How big is the problem?
It can be overwhelming sometimes when we talk about it. We talk about human trafficking and also slavery, where there's 27 million people who are enslaved around the world at the moment. And that's the figures that we have. We assume that there's actually more than that because it's very hard to keep track of all these people. They don't put up their hand and said, yes, I'm in slavery. And we don't often see them because they're hidden from our sight. So the best that we can say is there's 27 million people around the world. To put that into perspective, when they had the transatlantic slave trade over that 400 years where slavery was, well, I guess, legal if you wanted to put it that way, there are more people in slavery now than there was for the entire 400 years of the transatlantic slave trade. So it is a big deal. It is a big issue, and people are talking about it, and we're working towards it. But involved in that, as well as the 27 million people, there are 600,000 to 800,000 humans that are trafficked internationally. So that's from country to country and all around the world. I think most countries would actually be involved in that, whether they know it or not. 70% of those are female. 50% of those are children. So we're not talking about adults specifically. We're talking about kids, you know, and kids who are anywhere from 3 or 4 years old right up to 15, 16. They're kids who are vulnerable, who are being trafficked. 1.2 million children are being trafficked for sex. And I know it's a very difficult topic to talk about, and it hurts, but 1.2 million children are being trafficked. And that creates about $32 billion in annual profit. It's the world's third largest illegal market. So it is a big deal. It's a very significant thing, and we need to talk about it and work through it.
It is rather massive, and it's probably surprising to some people to think that there is actual slavery happening right within Australia. Now, this isn't possibly where the largest percentage is, but there is trafficking and slavery here in Australia.
That is correct, and I've heard of in particular cities around Australia. There's from a couple of years ago, there's an Indian restaurant which was inundated with like police because they discovered that there were people there working illegally who had been brought in against their will. Even in the sex trade in Australia, I've been at different events and talked to some people that there are brothels around the country which girls are shipped into and travelled around. It's a very difficult thing to trace, but even in Australia there are people who are suffering in this.
What is CIMAID doing about it?
So CIMAID, we are working with a couple of places, not within, in Australia, but in Bangladesh and also in India. There's a couple of homes that we work with specifically for women who have been brought out of the sex slavery industry. And that is a very, very big deal. So we're supporting these homes which enables girls to come out. And once they are out, there are a whole lot of issues that they have to deal with. So there's firstly, you come out of that situation, there's a whole lot of counselling you need to go through just to try and work through the process, to try and heal. That's probably the biggest deal. It hurts. There's a lot of hurt that is involved in that. So there's a lot of healing that comes as a result. We work with the girls to train and equip them, to give them some skills, to perhaps provide them with a trade, so that whether it's jewellery or some other, making their actually earn an income, and provide a safe environment for them, provide them a place where they can actually learn about life, how it's supposed to be, and also to actually provide them with a place to be able to go back into their home if that is a safe thing to do. And that's probably the hardest thing that people come to terms with, is they can get ripped out of their home and taken to a situation involved in sex slavery, and then they get miraculously rescued out of that, and they go, great, and they just get shipped back in to where they came from, and it's the risk of them going back into the same situation where they just found themselves. So there's a whole range of areas that we're working with.
It is a big project, and of course we need to get the word out further and further so that people are aware of it, so that something can be done. And it's because of that that we formed a partnership, Sunshine FM and CIMAID. You approached us. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about that.
Well, that's right. I was trying to figure out a way which we could actually get this word out, and I came across you, Rodney, and sort of discovered that you had a heart for India. And I thought this could be a really good way where we could actually get some exposure for not only yourself to see what is happening there, but also to be able to broadcast that. So we have actually planned a trip to go to Bangladesh and India, and Rodney, you're joining me on that, and I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. I'll just flip the interview around
a little bit.
I'll just take that upon myself. And so yeah, we're going to see just some of the work that is happening there, the homes that are involved, the areas in which they're working in, and just the red light districts that are around the place, just to kind of, I guess, open our eyes just to see firsthand some of the things that are happening, but also raise awareness for it, just to shine a light on that and say, look, there's some terrible things happening in this world, but there's also some great things that are happening, and we need to support them. We need to make them even better. So that's what is happening in December. It's going to be a very exciting time. There's a few things we're going to put together as a result of that as well. But I guess I kind of wanted to ask you, Rodney. I approached you and said, hey, what do you reckon? And your answer was, yeah, I think this is a big deal. What is your heart for India, and why you want to be involved in this?
I've been to India a couple of times, and I've got to admit, the first time I went there, one of the things that surprised me was a short time into the trip, I saw on the back of a truck, "We love India." And I thought, you know, I can see that you can come here and, you know, work in this country, help people here, but how could you love this country? It just didn't seem lovable. And it was within a very short time that I absolutely fell in love with India and its people. And, you know, I love being in India and amongst those people. But to see people suffer and to hear about the sort of human trafficking that goes on, I guess that's even more of an issue for me to think, something's got to be done, because I relate it back to my family. And I think, you know, if someone dragged any of my family off into these sorts of situations, I'd be fighting tooth and nail to get something done. And these people don't have someone to do that for them. I think we've got to step up.
And it's a simple process as well, that what happens to get people involved in this. Because often you think, oh, well, someone walks up and said, I'm going to traffic you, and they say, okay, and just, it doesn't work like that. It's very deceptive. We have a story of one of the girls who was 15. We call her Manju. She was dating a young boy. And as you do, a young girl, young boy dating, it's a very exciting time for them. And he took her to the city and he said, let's go to the city. We're going to have an exciting time. And so they jumped on the bus and he took her around the city. And then when they're in the city, he went, okay, here's a friend of mine. He's going to take you for a little while. And they, well, pretty much kidnapped her and took her to her home where they had boarded windows. And she spent a few weeks there where they kind of, I guess, almost a brainwashing experience. And then they took her to the brothel from there. So what started out as just a simple everyday experience where she was just dating a young boy turned into she was deceived, she was sold essentially, and ended up as a prostitute. That's the simple things. It's frustrating, it's scary, but they can be overcome. And that's just one of the many stories that we have, how it just happens so simply. People can be really deceptive.
In the coming weeks and months, we're going to talk more about this. The trip that we're planning is in December, going to Bangladesh and to India to see what SimAid is doing. If you'd like to find out more about it, you can go to our website, 98.5.com. If you have a look under shows and then click on Morning Cafe, just scroll to the bottom of that at Morning Cafe on the website. You'll be able to click on a button there that will tell you more about it. And you can find out how you can be involved. And I guess there's a couple of ways at the moment, before we head across and get all the information, there's a couple of ways you can be involved, and that is to give some money to support the trip that we're actually making, so that can form the building blocks of a bigger campaign. Or if you'd like to give money directly to the cause itself, you can do that. Get in touch with us here at Sunshine FM if you'd like to find out more. But read a little bit more about it on the website, 98.5.com. Go to shows, go to Morning Cafe, and follow the link from there. Kyron, we're going to be talking a lot more in coming days, but thanks for dropping in this morning and, I guess, really launching this trip and talking about what SimAid can do.
Thank you very much for having me.